Awesome Podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
So apparently my knowledge of computers is...
suck.
Is the suck.
Well, I mean, it's not that bad.
I'm new.
You can work your way around a computer.
Yeah, like, precise. I just gotta figure it out. Eventually, I'll be like, awesome.
At
Audacity, which is what we're using to record this.
Yeah, like, I only know it in passing, because I've used it for a few things.
I just used it that.
Welcome to AHA!
Hey, we're here. This is a podcast!
This is the second podcast in the installment of X number of podcasts, yeah. And we don't know what X is yet. Hopefully, as
podcast.
X goes to infinity.
Oh, math.
Why do you haunt me?
Oh.
I get mad whenever I have to do my homework, because I have to think about math, and then I just bring it into my regular life anyway.
So, the most important topic of today is...
How will the world end?
There's a few theories, a few...
Scenarios.
Some harebrained schemes.
Not really...
Oh, mad scientist?
Mad scientist.
Oh, wait, we can't. Should we make a list first?
We should make a list first.
Okay, number one.
I'm going to write down the list, or we're going to forget.
Just write down the list, and then we'll go over it.
Okay.
Doing
it. Okay,
so
number one. Should we start with mad scientist?
Mad scientist.
Okay.
In many different ways. He could build a robotic army.
Okay, we'll do that
later. But, I know.
Let's list them off first.
Okay. Mad scientist. But his could be any of the other reasons.
That's true.
Well, maybe not alien invasion.
Probably not. Alien invasion, number two.
But he could create a zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse, number
or
three.
Or a robotic uprising.
Robotic uprising,
or
number
a
four.
Nuclear holocaust.
Yeah, probably nuclear holocaust.
Or, alien invasion.
Did that one already. That's number two.
Alien invasion, I like
disease,
that one.
Disease is
a big one.
Well, he could do that too.
What should we call the disease? Because it has to have two words. Because it makes it more...
To
stay with the formula.
Worldwide and pandemic?
Beautiful.
There we go.
Beautiful.
What else could end the world? Rogue meteor?
Why not? Is that kind of aliens?
No,
it wasn't a movie, though.
I don't know. Was it?
Rogue
well, there's like asteroids. There's all solar.
Well, they had two movies
world
like in the same summer about rogue asteroids.
Really?
Yeah. Well, was it an asteroid or meteor?
It was probably asteroid.
Yeah, because meteors just burn up in the atmosphere, right?
No.
Don't they?
Not all of them. There's on a lot of websites there's like this daily like near miss asteroids / meteors
right. And
things that come within like 5 light minutes of the Earth.
Do you think that there's aliens that live in meteors?
Somewhere, probably. Why
and
not?
Do you think that if they land on Earth, then they will become super powerful because of the Earth's yellow sun?
No. I don't think they're going to be any more powerful on Earth than they would be anywhere else. I mean, clearly, if they're traveling to Earth, they're way more powerful than we are. I should probably shut that thing up.
I think my phone is dead. Actually, I should probably just plug it in.
So, we have mad scientists. We might as well just take mad scientists off there. Right now, because he could have just caused all that. Okay, so we'll just assume that a mad scientist caused anything but the alien invasion.
But he could have caused an alien invasion, too, by
That's
signaling
true,
him.
By signaling it. So,
mad scientist could be one, but he's not the exact cause. He's
so
just
really,
a...
So, really, the topic of this podcast is how is the world going to end thanks to a mad scientist? Right, so alien invasion. We'll start with that.
Alien invasion. Possibility scale...
Probably unlikely. Of the
highly
ways,
unlikely.
Yeah, of the ways that the world is going to end, like it could end, you know, could
right.
happen, but percentage wise, like you make a pie chart, alien invasion would be real small.
Right. So, when we say the world is going to end, it's not. I mean, hopefully there'll still be some.
So what's
standard,
our definition of the world ending?
I'd say 90% or more of the population being obliterated.
Dead. Totally gone.
Yeah.
Right. 10% of the population is still a lot of people.
It is a lot of people, but the world will never be the same.
It could be the same enough for a really, really, really long time.
But it would be different because it's a really long time later.
Right, but it might have already happened once, but we just don't know about it.
Right. Well, remember
Probably not.
Remember the Dark Ages? Neither do I.
No.
We don't know what happened in the Dark Ages because nobody wrote anything down.
Because they couldn't.
Those assholes.
Oh. They should have learned. They should have.
I actually heard.
They should be writing this down.
I heard. I don't know what it was. It might have been a podcast or something I read. It was probably a podcast because I listen to podcasts.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
I do. I enjoy
podcasts.
That's
okay. Podcasts are cool.
That we might be living in the 17th century.
So is that just changing the definition of when the century started?
Right. Well. It's because the Dark Ages, they don't know how long it was exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if I really buy that. Right, because we can carbon date stuff.
Come on.
It's a cool thought. But it's basically just saying, like, we started counting time at a different time than we should have.
Right.
So this could be 1711 instead.
Right.
No, I like living through the millennium change, the changeover there.
Oh, it's just because you like that idea, you want to make it real?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Works for me.
I'll accept that.
Right,
that is a fair answer.
I'm kind of subjective.
It's all wibbly wobbly.
So anyway, I don't think aliens are probably... So if aliens come, I don't really see a reason why they need to kill us. My friend Avi and I have talked about this a lot.
Right.
He doesn't understand why the aliens come to Earth in the first place and why they would want to kill us.
Right.
Because what do we have here that they can't get somewhere else?
Well, we have resources.
Right. They can get resources. What can they get here that they can't get somewhere else?
Well, look at it this way. Back in ancient times, there were... conquerors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Mongols, for instance. They'd go around and
right, but they
conquer.
Wanted stuff.
Right. We have resources. We have gold. We have
energy.
We have water.
Your average asteroid has all of those things and nobody to conquer.
Right, but maybe the environment's too hostile or not, it's not a stable place to land.
If they've perfected time or space travel, they can probably, you know, figure out how to.
Well, maybe they just want to kill us
thing,
and subjugate us.
Again, the only thing I think that they would come to Earth for, rather than go to an asteroid or a planet that has all of these things, would be, you know, an uninhabited planet, would be something biological. They'd have to be coming for wood or... flesh or something, you know?
Food.
Yeah, well, right? So,
why
so
wouldn't
that's
we
the
be
only
their food?
Reason.
They could harvest us.
But then it wouldn't do them... But it wouldn't do them any good to kill us all. Because
but
they'd just get rid of their food source again.
Right, but if they leave 10% of us to replenish the food source...
Well, then how often are they going to have to come back? How often are they going to... able to come back.
Well, I know that there's a lot of theories about aliens have already been here. Like, if you look at the Egyptians, they have,
forget that. Hey,
No, come on. Let me do some harebrained theories.
Kay.
This is fun. Okay, so, what
Note
if...
Note that I cross my arms and look very... starry, you know?
Give me a... all right.
I'm all about it. I watch the X-Files. I love the alien.
Well,
thing.
No,
I just
no.
Told me, I think it's all
no, I think it's fake, but I like to give fun theories about it, right? So, what if the aliens planted us here... 30,000 years ago, so they could come back later when we have repopulated to come harvest us.
Right. Forget all we know about evolution. That's probably what happened.
I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we could have evolved.
That's true. I mean, I guess they could have. Well, I guess we don't really know. There's a lot of theories as to where life originally came from, and maybe they planted those bacteria, and, you know, we're going to hang around a few million years.
Until the planet's full enough.
That seems like the least practical way to get food. Like,
who knows how long their timelines are.
That's true.
Ah, see? Now the noggin is going.
Yeah.
The gears are turning.
I still don't believe it, but
no,
it's
I know. It's all hogwash, but...
It really is. So we should move on from alien invasion. Zombie apocalypse.
Alright,
so wrapping up alien invasion, it's probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen. I'd say less than 2% chance.
Yeah, much less than 2%.
Yeah.
Say.
So you should write that down,
less
too.
Than,
so we have,
less
so we
than
have
two.
A one. So we have a 100% chance.
I should open this in Excel and make a spreadsheet.
Once we're, do a spread, we're doing Excel spreadsheets.
I'm not going to, but I should.
We'll all say right. 2% chance of alien invasion.
2% anyway. That's a high estimate.
That's a high estimate. But we got to get to 100% somehow.
So, zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse, which
is... So
we
should probably assume here that these zombies, it's not a disease zombie, because otherwise that would probably just count under disease.
Well, I don't know. I think diseases would just be an infectious disease that just spread through the air. I mean, I guess zombies could go either way. For me, there's different types of zombies, right? There's undead zombies, which are dead people that
come back
to life. That are reanimated.
Yeah, there's the zombies that have, like, blood, flesh disorders where they just want to eat stuff.
Right, like the 28 Days Later zombie is a disease, the rage virus, which makes them want to go out and seek and eat human flesh.
Right, right.
Where they're still alive, but they're just, like, rabid, just about. Which, I still think that counts as zombie, and it's probably a lot more likely than the undead zombie.
Yeah, I would say that's far more likely than the undead zombie. Then we're just going to get it, because I think there's probably already strains of diseases that do weird things.
It's called
like that,
rabies.
So. I'm never having had rabies or contact the rabies.
Well,
no idea.
There was a movie called Quarantine that basically what happened was there was a apartment building which there was a fast onset version of rabies that happened in the building.
Oh, ew.
So,
that's
like,
horrible.
They would get bit and then a few minutes later they'd freak out and start attacking someone else.
So can zombies eat other zombies? I've always wondered this. Why don't zombies just eat other zombies instead of eating live people? They're easier to catch.
I think if they are undead, they don't... The life is what draws them. Like,
flesh. They need... Yeah, because zombies are just kind of rotten.
But if they're diseased, they'll attack whatever's nearby.
So then I would say, just round all the zombies up and make them eat each other.
Right. Well, that's...
You can have fun with that, right? You can have, like, a zombie... Like, a tournament.
A zombie tournament?
Like that, like, Colosseum sort of thing, where you send one zombie in and the other zombie in, and then whoever wins, right? And then
they get
their
freedom.
Top zombie.
And they get their freedom. And they can just go ravage the world.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they do that.
We'll make it into a reality show called Top Zombie.
Top Zombie.
We'll make millions. Well, we probably won't make millions. There won't be that many people
alive.
We'll make tens. Hundreds, perhaps.
Yeah.
But the production costs will wipe us out.
Yeah. And there's the threat of being eaten by the cadets.
Right, right. I mean, we're gonna have to pay a lot of money for the people who are gonna wrangle the zombie wranglers.
The handlers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think there's not much profit to be made in zombie wrestling.
Probably not.
Or zombie fights.
But it's a cool thought. I mean, we can make a movie out of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, along the lines of zombies too.
If you take that, credit us or tell us, you know, like if you make a movie about it, just let us know.
There's so many zombie movies, and there's so many good zombie movies.
That's probably already happened. We don't even know about
right, it could be. But the one that I've seen that I thought was excellent was called Fido, and it had Billy Connolly as a zombie that was his kid's pet.
What?
He found a zombie.
Pet zombie?
And, well, because basically the zombies are a fact of life in this in this world.
You're
it was just it was kind of like a 50s setting.
Are they real mean zombies? They're just kind of like, oh, we'll eat you.
They could be mean.
Okay.
But he was just, you know, he was a friendly zombie. They have, like, if you think about, like, Star Wars, they had...
Do they have, like,
restraining bolts on them. Like, droids in Star Wars.
No, like, how do the zombies eat? Do they kill people, or do they go to, like, the zombie store?
Yeah, I don't remember. I saw it, like, years ago. But it was Billy Connolly as a zombie, and he was a pet. And he was cool.
That actually sounds like a good movie.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But... there's so many spins. I mean, of course, you have the original Night of the Living Dead.
Right.
Which is, they're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yeah, I saw that for the first time, actually, last year.
It's so good. And it's just, it's so bleak. Like, because, and that's, it's a character.
It is.
Movie.
It's so depressing. It's like, no one lives. I'm sorry if I've spoiled that for you.
It's,
because,
But
if you haven't seen it by now,
I think
it's
40
kind
years,
of
I think it was 1968. I think, like, 40, 45 years is a good long enough time.
Yeah,
for
long
you to
enough
see
time.
The movie.
So if that was a spoiler for you, I'm real sorry. But nobody lives.
Spoilers.
Like the military guy, the police guys live. But then there's still zombies. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, the end of it is so good. It was just, like, the one guy fended off all the zombies until help showed up. And then he comes out and they shoot him. And you're like, what?
Sorry.
Yeah, no, but that was so good. It was a character story, you know, with the people in the basement and
right. But
and
those zombies were
house.
Pretty easy to avoid.
Well,
they were
slow zombies. That's
right. So I think we have to. I think undead zombies are probably gonna be slow zombies, and disease zombies are probably gonna be fast zombies. Like to me, that's the
sure,
way. That's
sure,
good
not
decision.
Always, but that's
no. But yeah. I mean, undead zombies like. Just inherently in the way
they
die. They
shamble.
They're going to shit because they probably have injuries and
right.
or diseases
Or they've been
before.
Dead for a while.
Yeah. So their muscles and
they're
stuff
creaky.
Aren't going to work the same.
Atrophied.
But live zombies, I mean, disease zombies,
they're
going to
come get you.
I made out of fever. But.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is human brains.
There you go. Why brains? I wonder who decided that brains were the thing they wanted
to
go
that's,
for.
Well, because that's, you
know. Zombieland had it right. They just eat everything.
Yeah.
It's not just Zombieland. I mean, plenty of movies did that.
Zombieland was good, though. That was one of the best zombie movies the last couple years.
Yeah. Probably last more than the last couple of years. You know, I've talked to people who don't like it.
You know, not everyone's as awesome as us.
That's true.
We're just going to have to accept that fact.
Yeah, I guess. I'll get over it.
But Shaun of the Dead was amazing.
It can't not be amazing. Considering who made it.
Right.
How it was put together.
Well, I mean, that was the first time I've seen Simon Pegg.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't watch Space until after that.
Well, I didn't either. I'd seen Simon Pegg. I actually don't know where I saw Simon Pegg before that. But I know.
Shaun of the Dead?
No, because I didn't see Shaun of the Dead again. I didn't see Shaun of the Dead until like last year.
Really?
Yeah.
But Space is really good too.
Space is awesome. Still haven't seen all of it. Working on it.
That has nothing to do with zombies. Anyway, zombies.
What's percentage on zombies?
Zombie apocalypse, if they're undead zombies, less than alien invasion.
Less than, so 1%?
I'd say 0% undead zombies.
No, I don't think we can make it 0. So undead's going to be 1%.
1%.
Diseased, we'll make that what?
I'd say...
We're going to have to change all these percentages.
4%? 4% disease zombies?
Robotic uprising.
This one is possible.
This is a lot more plausible because...
AI is...
It's scary.
Once it happens, I mean, they're not all going to be nice like Bicentennial Man.
No. No, they're not. The first few will probably be real nice because we'll program them that way and they'll just be like, oh, nice things. But there's enough robots to talk to each other.
Yeah, once robots start building other robots, once they start procreating, then we're in trouble.
Well, I think if from the beginning, when we find out that a robot, you know, can think, and it has its own, you know, is sentient, then I think as long as we treat them as equals, it won't be that bad. But it'll be if we continue to treat them as property or machines, that it'll be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they're going to get pissed.
Right. And they're smarter than us.
Right. They're the combined, you know, sum
collective.
Of all of our knowledge.
They're collective.
They have access to more than we do, and they can process it much faster. So I think... I think if we start by treating them with respect, then maybe we'll have a chance.
Yeah, well, it might be inevitable.
It might be a Cybermen thing where they just convert us.
Clearly
better than you. You
so,
don't deserve
upgrade.
To live. Upgrade. That's probably...
Human 2.0.
Right, but I wouldn't be surprised if within my lifetime we have a robot that can think by itself.
Mm-hmm.
The way that technology's going. I'm kind of scared of it.
I think Robotic Uprising has a very good chance. I mean, even computers. Just
robots. I don't know if they're going to wipe out 90% of the population.
Because
they're going to need... I mean, eventually they're going to need an energy source.
Like the Matrix.
Gonna... I haven't seen the Matrix so long, I don't even know what happened in it.
Well, basically they use the people, the humans that are left. They put them into, like, a sleep, and they put them in a program called the Matrix. If you haven't seen the Matrix, it's been fucking 15 years.
Sorry.
So, spoilers.
Too bad for you.
Go fucking watch it. Anyway, they use humans as batteries, but they put them in a program so their minds can still work, so they don't...
Do they feed them?
They feed them...
Where do they get
leftover
food from? This is a little sketchy.
You know what? They'll figure it out. It's just base
proteins. It's gonna happen. They're probably gonna...
They got two.
Honestly, they could probably just replace us and find a different way.
Use cows.
Or the sun. We get a lot of sun energy. If they could utilize that, they'd be fine.
But the point of it is they had humans around as... cattle, basically,
awesome.
so they can feed off of their life electrical energy.
Yeah, so robot uprising is probably pretty likely.
And
I mean, not really pretty likely in comparison to zombie apocalypse.
And we won't all be dead, but we'll definitely be subjugated.
Yeah, we'll definitely be different I don't think they're gonna wipe out 90% of the population. At least not initially. 90% won't be gone,
but it may already be happening.
Let's
not go that
probably
far.
Probably not. But
yeah.
Right, so percentage.
Not with the Asimo. Remember the Asimo? He was awesome. He could, like, walk upstairs. He could wave at you. He only cost $60,000.
Oh, God.
Mm. Robotic Uprising, percentage of changing the world as we know it and wiping out 90% of the population. I'd give it a good, solid 25%.
That's what I was going to go. 20. Okay, we'll go 25%. We're gonna have to change these to make 100 by the end.
I don't know.
Or we can just include an other category.
Other.
Right, so other things we didn't think of. Okay, next is nuclear holocaust. Unfortunately, this one is probably one of the most likely.
Yeah.
Not in that, like, all of our nuclear things are going to melt down or anything, but just we're going to bomb the hell out of each other.
Yeah, they've been talking about it since nuclear bombs were invented. I mean...
Well, and really, they've only been used twice. But that doesn't mean they're not going to be used, and there's threats all the time.
All the time.
I think it's just eventually it's going to come to a point.
Well, when I was growing up in the 80s, I was alive. I was born in 79. I was, you know, when I was 11, the 80s were over.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always Russia was the bad guy, you know, when they were going to nuke us. That was it.
Yeah, it's not Russia anymore.
No,
it's,
I know,
it's,
but
it's like the Middle East and North Korea.
Right, sure, but you got to switch the enemies around. Just
yeah,
like,
right,
you
know, it can't stay constant.
What was it, 1984? You just got to switch the enemies around. It used to be Eurasia, now it's...
Yeah, except there it was fake, and now I'm pretty positive most of what we get. I mean, news is hard, but I'm pretty positive.
And I'm fairly certain that 90% of the people who live in these countries that we are against...
Nice people.
They're good people.
Probably more than like 95%.
95%.
They're good people.
They're just trying to get by.
They're just stuck in a place that, you know, had they been born somewhere else, that they'd be fine. But we just dislike them because of what they're stuck with.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
By their, the way that their country, the perceived thought of what their country thinks.
Yeah. Poor guys.
So unfortunately for us, the.
Us entitled Americans.
Yeah, the 3% at the top of that country are the ones that we're worried about.
Yeah.
Or the 1% of the people that aren't just letting it go and,
yeah.
and living happy, you
just
know.
Just regular nice guys.
Just trying to mess with our business.
Yeah. Yeah, so nuclear holocaust might happen. Probably more likely than anything we've talked about so far.
40%.
Probably, I'd go 40, probably. which makes me real sad. Although, I don't know, depending on where they bombed, it would be a significant difference of where the population, you know, right? If they bomb China, we're going to lose a lot of population.
Mm.
They bomb fucking Iceland.
Right, but I don't think Iceland has anything to worry
but
about.
But even if they wiped out the United States, that's not all that much of a population
well,
comparison.
Well, the thing is, it's always mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
We're going to send them, unless they destroy everything we have.
They're going to hit maybe the 10 most populated cities in our country.
And we're
going to
hit theirs.
And we're going to hit their most populated. And
everyone else is just going to get mad.
And that's it.
Half the... You're be in space and look, and half the world will just be carved out.
Like,
I've always wanted to see that, right? Because, well, like, the apple symbol, I just want to see the Earth like that. Like, with a bite out of it.
I might not want to see that.
That
would
well, we're not
going to
be able to see
that. That would fuck up the rotation.
Oh, it would totally. Yeah. And the orbit and stuff. It would not work at all.
We would crash into the sun.
Well, the moon would probably come crashing into us.
Sure.
Right.
Just because we'd be like... We'd move... You know, 600 miles to the west.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Well, I guess there's no west
I guess,
in outer space.
Did you hear that the earthquake shortened the rotation of the Earth by like 1.8 microseconds?
Oops.
Yeah, so we got shorter when the earthquake happened. So our day's 1.8 microseconds.
So it's like
shorter.
A... We should have moved back a little bit, 1.8 seconds in time. So set your clock ahead 59 minutes.
No, I think we went forward.
Oh, so we gained an extra couple seconds.
I have no idea.
I don't know. No, we'd lose it.
No, we would lose it. But so we went forward.
So set your
we traveled
set
through time 1.8 seconds.
Wow.
Microseconds. Sorry. Not 1.8 seconds.
I didn't even feel it.
I didn't either.
That's hot.
It's pretty awesome.
We're time
right.
travelers. You know what? I'm a time traveler. I just go in one direction really
yeah,
slow.
Yeah, just one. We don't get to go to the sides or backwards. We make forward happen.
Yeah. I'm all about going forward in time.
Although special relativity says that the time that you're spending... You know, you walk that way, and your time's going a little faster than that. But it's
right.
so small.
Well, that's like if you're on a plane, if you go on a plane across the country, you'll get off the plane younger than the.
Well,
the
right,
people
even
who were.
Even walking around. I mean, it's such a tiny
well, just,
little effect, but it still holds that way. It's creepy.
We're all time travelers, y'all.
It's real creepy. Modern physics, guys, learn this stuff.
Learn
all right,
it.
Nuclear holocaust, 40%. Worldwide pandemic. I would say the most likely. Myself, because we have diseases already that we can't control, and we're messing things up with antibiotics and such, and making things a lot harder to kill. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that nuclear is probably going to happen before a worldwide pandemic, just because there's so many, like, if it happens somewhere, and that population gets... hurt, they're not going to let anybody out, you know?
Yeah, but
it's
going to get out. Somebody is going to get out. You ever heard of the plague? If that were to happen today, we would be totally done for. In that, not if the plague itself came around, but if something like that that we didn't know how to cure, we didn't know how to fix, came around, I mean, eventually, I don't think you're going to be able to contain it to 0% before it gets around. I honestly think that if it's disease, we're doomed.
I'm immune.
It's so immune to everything. It's so easy to spread disease, especially.
Sure.
I mean, especially if it has like an incubation period of like 6 months, right? The entire world could get it before anybody even knows about it, which would be really scary. Everybody gets sick at the same time. It'd be a race to see who could fix it.
Yeah.
You ever played the game Pandemic?
So. No, I don't. I don't think so, though. I think that diseases. I mean, there's new ones that pop up, but they're just like mutations of old ones, right?
Well, right, but that makes it harder.
Right.
Because we can't fix those. A lot of the mutations that are popping up are resistant to what we have because we've used them on their ancestors, and they say, oh,
sure.
We already know.
And plus they evolve at such a higher rate than...
Right, yeah, we already know how to... Well, because when they make like flu vaccines and stuff, they just have to guess at what's going to be the flu of the year. They don't really know.
Well, thanks for freaking me out.
Yeah, no problem.
But,
so disease is probably going to kill you.
But you know what? That's probably not so bad.
I have a cold
bad.
Right now. Maybe I'm dying.
But you know, that's not so bad. I wouldn't mind dying of, like, pneumonia.
It probably wouldn't be. It probably
well, it's not
going to
be.
If it's something, it
it's not
going to
be awesome, but at least, you know, you're sick for a little bit and then you die.
Right, you might see it coming. At least you have time to come to terms with it.
Yeah,
right?
It's like not like when you get, like, shot in the chest and you're like, oh, God!
And then you're
dying. Oh!
Yeah, you have 4 seconds to come to terms with the fact that you're dying.
Yeah, I mean, you get a little bit of time
to
be like, okay. You know, I can...
But the nasty thing about disease is it gives you... There's a bug in here. Is it a ladybug? I created a ladybug.
It's an evil ladybug.
Aww.
There's orange evil ones.
Yeah,
over
I don't
here.
Like those ones. But, what was I saying?
Yeah, you're saying
oh,
that
right.
We're all gonna die.
Well, what I was saying is if you have a disease, yeah, you have time to come to terms with it, but you also have that little bit of hope. That, like, maybe I'll get over it.
Mm.
And then
you or
just
you could
depressed.
Be, like, one of my favorite... books/movies of all time is The Stand. So good. You've seen it/read it.
No. I haven't. I know nothing about it. I don't... he's speechless. He can't even say anything. Mouth's moving, nothing's coming out. Well,
okay.
I haven't seen it or
all
right.
Read so it. We're going to take 6 hours and watch The Stand. Right now. We're going to pause this for 6 hours
no,
and we're
going
to watch The Stand and
come
out.
We won't pause this for 6 hours.
Okay. Well, we can watch the first 3 hours of it. At
no.
least. All right.
No, I have to go watch MST3K.
Later
okay.
We'll watch.
So anyway, you were going to say something about The Stand, but that's kind of irrelevant now.
Well, The Stand is a disease.
Oh.
That's what happens. There's a big disease that wipes out a bunch of people.
Yeah. I think disease is real bad. I think it's scary, and I think it's most likely.
But at least we just die and don't get, like, taken over by robots.
That's true, and I guess there, you know, enough people, well... I guess it depends on how fast you can get a cure. If there is a cure. But we can't even cure the diseases we have right now, so...
Can't cure cold.
Can't even cure cold, one of the oldest diseases there's been. We can't even cure that yet.
But you know what? I think that the human race will just keep soldiering on.
For
possibly. Millions of years. I like to think...
You just think that because you watch too much Doctor Who.
I don't watch too much Doctor Who.
No, that's true.
I
that's completely impossible.
Just enough Doctor
just,
Who.
Watch the... correct amount of
I watched
Doctor
the
Who.
Correct amount of Doctor Who. Man, that's such a good show.
Mm-hmm. Really is.
And if you haven't seen Doctor Who, then...
you might
want
to watch them.
You might want to catch up a little bit before you listen to the next podcast. At least watch a few episodes. Start with
just
the Ninth Doctor.
Just so you get the basic premise of, like, what the Doctor is.
Start with the rebooted series that came out in 2005 with
yeah,
Christopher Eccleston as the Ninth Doctor. Do never, ever watch the movie from...
Right, unless you've seen a lot of Doctor Who and you just want to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
It's from 96 or 97, something like that. But it's not good.
It has Eric Roberts in it.
The Doctor was good.
It was a good
but
Doctor.
But it was placed in just the wrong movie.
Yeah, it was like trying to be American.
Yeah, it was too American. See, it's part of the appeal of Doctor Who is that it's British. And when you stick a bunch of Americans in there, then it kind of... And bad actors, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to... It might have been a product of the circumstances, but the acting was just subpar.
Okay, so let's go back to percentage of...
Right, right.
It would be whatever's
right
left
now,
of our percentages goes
no,
to
No, we
that.
Still have a rogue meteor. Real quick, rogue meteor, what do you think?
6%.
Probably not even that. We'll give it 1.
We'll give it 2%.
Okay.
We'll give it 2%.
That's the
that's
same
fair.
As alien invasion.
Sure.
Okay. 2%, so then we have...
Well, you know, that might be more than our... I'd say more than it's better of a chance of a rogue meteor than an alien invasion.
I don't think so. Well, I think there's actually probably statistics out there of like probability that people have probably calculated for all this, but we're just completely okay. I gotta do some math here.
We should look up what the probabilities of each of these
scenarios is. What we have left is 26% for a worldwide pandemic, and I don't think so. I think it needs to be more than that. We put nuclear holocaust at 40.
All right, let's
switch them around.
Let's put 30% for nuclear holocaust, and then 36% for pandemic.
Okay.
But
things are a little unbalanced here because we still have 25% robot uprising and 30% nuclear holocaust.
Let's take
some off robot uprising.
All right, we'll say 22% there.
22. You're oddly specific now.
What? We only got so many options.
What do we add more to?
Well, you really seem to think the pandemic is going to happen, and I don't want that to happen, but it might probably happen.
So that's a 38 right now. All right,
so these are our final percentages.
Final percentage: alien invasion 2%, zombie apocalypse, undead zombies is 1%, and disease zombies is 4%.
Okay.
Robot uprising 22%, nuclear holocaust 30%, worldwide pandemic is 38%, and a rogue meteor is 2%.
Perfect, and there you have it, folks.
All the ways we may or may not die, but most of the people listening and or us will probably just die in normal things.
And you should really just watch Doctor Who.
You really should. That's
I think the moral of the
story today is watch Doctor Who.
But, and then you'll just have a little bit more hope for the future of the human race.
And you will die eventually.
Yeah, remember, start.
But it probably won't be these things.
Christopher Eccleston, the Ninth Doctor, just called Doctor Who Series 1.
If you really want specifically one episode to watch Blink.
Blink, Season 3.
Everybody will tell you to watch Blink because it's.
If you haven't watched Blink, just at least watch Blink. Just do it.
Just do that. That's a ha for today, I think.
Okay, bye.